The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Tezvov. In this shir, which has the end of the first perek and starts the second perek of Zvachim, we'll try to finish off discussing the inyanim of Halacha. We're learning the sugis of Halacha, the shita of Reb Shimon Reb Elazar, of a Halacha she'ene letzorich, whether it passels in the Gedarm Shalai Lishma, whether one can dispense with Halacha Bechlal. We discussed in the previous year, Lididan, you can't dispense with Halacha, what is the significance of that? What we'll try to do is we'll try to discuss the Halacha, which is done Shalai Kedin, and as a Hagdama to the second Perek, which we're going to start, to discuss what that has to do with Halacha, which is done with other Psulim, that'll be discussed in the second Perek. Reb Kiva Eger, one of the most important pieces of Reb Kiva Eger Bechlal and Zvachim, we'll discuss in Yitz Hashem the next year, the basis of Reb Kiva Eger's position, where it comes from, and what are the ramifications of that in the Psule Avodah that will be discussed in the next parak. Reb Kiva Eger is miyased yisoid that there are certain things in Avodah, there are certain things in the Seder Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash that are ma'akiv. When they're done in the wrong way, when they're done al yedei a maisa or by a person that's not roi l'avoida, what happened is that maisa avoida wasn't done. Sometimes, it's more than that, sometimes the pshat is that when a avoida is done, the Moshe Reb Kivega discusses the definition of a zor doing avoida, a non-kohen doing avoida. Is the pshat just that the avoida has to be done by a kohen if the avoida is done by a zor? So then it wasn't done. Kilu, let's say you have a maisa kabbalah, or a maisa holocha, maisa zrika. A zor was zorik some of the dam. Okay, so zrika wasn't done. So just take another kois of the dam that was in the skabbalah, and the coin will be zorik. Well, more than that. The pshat is that when the zor is zorik, he's mechalal, he passels that carbon. He passels that avoid, and that avoid creates a psul. You can't undo that. That's what Kivega says, that if the pshat would be just that it's ki'ilu loy nasa, ki'ilu it wasn't done, then you'd be able to just repeat. Says Reb Kiva Eger, that holocha bizar state, that holocha bizar cannot be redone by a kohen. L'chor it's mavur in that. That's not just that a avoida that's done by a zor is a non-entity, it's ki'ilu there was no avoida that was done, but the pshat is that the maisa avoida bizar pasuls similar to shalai lishma. If there would be a psul with a maisa halacha, it's not just pshat that halacha wasn't done. The halacha was done bipsul and it passed up the carbon. The same goes for pigle. So that's if Kiva Eger puts that down. We'll discuss in Yitz Hashem, we got a different psul and whether that's true or not true. But Reb Kiva Eger stells that avek, that the lashon of the Gemara, that zor is mechalal avoido, ki zor yichalu, he brings the pasuk of Pashas Emet that the Gemara learns in the second parak, is mechalal avoido, not just that the avoido wasn't done. And again, Kiva Eger points out that the nafkamina in that is whether you could go and redo it. Now, the emphasis is that it's not so simple. You look at the Rambam, and the Rambam seems to insinuate in Hilchot Psulim Gedoshim Perek Aleph, one Rambam is in Halacha Tes, one Rambam is Halacha Chov Zayin, that there's a fundamental difference between a Maisa Halacha that was done by a Zor and a Maisa Halacha that was done Shalai Beregel. We passed in. That's the subject of the discussion in the Gemara by us, that halacha is a indispensable part of the avodah. You have to do the same avodah with shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. We discussed in the previous year, halacha cannot be done away with. You need halacha. Halacha shalai beregel zayin halacha. What happens if the dam was brought close to the base, to the mizbeach, al yidei a halacha shalai beregel? You could go back and you could do it again. But halacha bizar, you can't just go back and do it again. It's over. L'chor the pshat that is. Reb Chaim explains it as such, that halacha bizar is mechalal, like Reb Kiva Eger says, and halacha shalai beregel is just a non-entity. It's not a halacha, it's not mechalal. It's just not a halacha. Halacha has to be beregel. Samel the nafkamina, like Reb Kiva Eger says, is very defined. Go back and do it again. L'chor, that's dvar berurim, and it would seem to indicate like Reb Kiva Eger. However, the stipler has a shtickle Torah over here, has a simon over here, on this inyan of halacha, where he says that the raya is not as straightforward, not as muchrach or mavur, as we would think it would be. L'chaytza davar borer. If you can't go back and do it again, that means it's not just that it was missing. It means that something went wrong. You passeled the carbon. You passeled the avodah. Says the stipler that you could say maybe differently. You could say like this. Hoylocha is the process of the dam that's far away from the mizbeach. It was niskabel on a klisharis. So it was niskadish to go on the mizbeach, but the place of the maisa zrika where the dam is roid lechaper is when it's next to the mizbeach, when a maisa zrika can be done. When it's far away, it's not yet mukshar, it's not yet ro'ui to actually have a maisa zrika done with it. Hoylocha is machshir. Hoylocha makes the dam from one place to another. So if the halacha was done shalai kedin, halacha shalai beregel, for instance, or halacha bizarre, one could say that the reason why you can't go back and do the halacha again is not because the zor is mechal lavoid, not like Rub Kiveika. What we'll say is that the pshat is that the dam was moved forward, the dam already turned into dam that's liyad hamizbeach. Whatever process, whatever hachshoro, whatever making a hachona and making roi the dam, as it's brought closer from where the Kohen was Mekabalit to standing Liyad HaMizbeach, whatever that process is defined as, if it's already done, it was already done. Dam that's already by the Mizbeach can be turned back into dam that's further away that needs to be Mukhsha. It already was, you can't be Moilich something that's already Nishalich. If the dam was already brought close to the Mizbeach, it can't be brought back. Not because there's a psul, there's a chil of the avodah, but because the dam that's already brought to the mizbech is already dam that was processed as dam liyad mizbech. It can't be turned back into dam not liyad mizbech in order to do a ma'aser halacha. Practically, it's similar to a dam that was, after the shechita, the carbon, the dam was nishbach al haritzvo. You can't be mekabel in the klisharis from there, even though there was no ma'aser kabbalah, but the pshat is, kabbalah means taking the dam from the shechita, and be mekabel it from that shechita. Halacha means taking the dam from point A, further away from the mizbech, to point B, next to the mizbech. The dam was already brought there, it's already there. It's already defined as dam liyad mizbech. You can't be mahalach, you can't be moilach dam, that's liyad mizbech, so you cannot do it. So Stadler says, maybe we can dispute through Kiveg. Now, truth to be told, at this point, we have to take a step further. Stadler brings this up himself. We have in the Gemara, we have a discussion whether halacha shalai beregel is, halacha shalai beregel is a, whether it passes. We pass in halacha shalai beregel is not halacha. Halacha shalai beregel, we said from the Rambam, the way the Rambam learns of the Gemara, the maskana of the Gemara is that it could be redone. Halacha bizarre cannot be redone. The truth of the matter is that's machlokes. It's machlokes, the Gemara says, machlokes tanoim, amiroim, of Bnei Rav Chir of Yana. The reason why I said Tanoim Amiroim is because they're on the Gvul. They're Tanoim of the Braisa that are not found as regular disputants in the Machlokes Tanoim. So they're Amiroim on the Gvul of being Tanoim. Bnei Rav Chir and Rav Yanai argue, the Gemara tells us over here in Daf Tezvav, whether Olocha Bizar can be redone. Maybe that's what they're arguing about. Maybe they're talking having a Machlokes about what Zor is. Maybe they're arguing about Rabbi Kiveg's Chakira. They're arguing whether Zor is just a non-entity, whether the Avodah that's done by him is just a non-starter, there was no Ma'is Avodah done, or no. They're arguing whether it's Mechal. And then, like Rabbi Kiveg says, if you hold that it's just a non-starter, so then you can redo it. If you hold that's Mechal, then you can't redo it. In which case, then the Svar that we just said from the Stifler would be wrong. Everybody holds that if a halacha was done, it can be redone if the halacha was done improperly. The shal is only whether it's mechal. Or maybe we'll say not that way. Maybe we'll say that's not the machlokes. L'chor, the Gemara itself will decide that question for us, because the Gemara says that the machlokes between Bnei Rav Chi and Rav Yanai is whether halacha, two halachas were done, right? Halacha that was done, Aydeh Zor, and halacha was done thereafter, Aydeh Koyin. Whether the halacha Kamaisa is the Iker, whether Halacha Basuraisa is the Iker. Clearly, the Gemara is defining that the Machloikis Tanoim / Amiroim is a Machloikis Begidre Halacha. It's a Machloikis in Halacha. It's not a Machloikis as to the nature of Zor. It's not a Machloikis about Rub Kiveg Shaila. It's a Machloikis about the nature of Halacha. What is that Machloikis? So, L'chor, we would have to explain the Machloikis like this. One man, the one that holds that kamaisa ikur, and then since the halacha kamaisa was done by a zohar, that's it. You can't go back and do it again. He holds, similar to what we just said from the stipra, that since the dam was brought to the mizbeach with this maisa halacha, you can't undo that halacha because this is the halacha. Meaning to say it like this. We're going to try not to argue with Reb Kivega because Reb Kivega is Reb Kivega and you still need the svara to a certain extent to the stifle. The stifle was coming to say there's a mokum to understand, but chalal not like Reb Kivega. You could dispute Reb Kivega's yesoid of chil lavoid and say there's no chil lavoid, but you can't redo a halacha because the dam is already nishalech to the mizbech. You can't redo it. That svara is true only in reference to a second maaseh halacha. That means, the mandama that holds that the basraisa, the halacha basraisa is the ikur, holds that the definition of halacha is that which creates the ability to be zarek the dam. So let's say you did halacha A, you did a bipsul, shole biregel, you did a idezor, at 9 o'clock in the morning. At 9:01, you took the dam back, the kohen took the dam back, and at 9:01 and a half, he took the dam again. Which maisa is the one that prepared the dam for the Zrika Befoil, the second. So the mandama that holds, that Basraisa Iker holds, that now Lemafreya, the Kamaisa is not the Halacha anymore. Halacha is the one that prepares it for the Zrika Befoil. If the Zrika was done, if the Halacha was done at 9:01 and a half, a Kosher Halacha, then the Kamaisa is rendered not the Halacha, never prepared the dam for Zrika. Oy Bazoi. Then even if you would hold that Zohar is Mechal, it's only Mechal if you did a Mais, if that's the Mais Halacha. If 9:01 and a half's Halacha, which was Bekashrus, rendered the Halacha that was done a minute and a half before that as a non-Halacha, that's not the Halacha that prepares the Dam for Zrika, then, if we say Basrai Seker, then even if you hold like Reb Kivega, you could still redo it. Reb Kivega's Shaila of whether Zohar, whether you can redo or not, is not relevant. If you hold Basraisa Iker, then the Kamaisa is rendered a non-Halacha Ayideh the Basraisa. If you hold the Kamaisa as the Iker, then even if you don't hold like Reb Kivega, you hold that already the dam was Nisalach. You take the dam from 10 yards away and you walk it to the Mizbeach. At that point, the dam already went through Halacha. Where already was Nisalach, you can't redo it. Kamaisa Iker was already done. You can't redo it. It's a non-Maisa. Oy Bazoi, then even if the Zohar doesn't pass, even if you would dispute Reb Kivega's anoko interpretation of what Zohar is, you can still say that you can't redo it. So the Chakira of Kamaisa and Basrai Seiker has nothing to do with the nature of Psul Zohar. What it has to do with is how we define two Amaisa Kamaisa of Halacha vis-a-vis the Maisa Basrai of Halacha. That's the Machlokes, that's clear in the Gemara, that the Machlokes between Bnei Rav Chiya and Rav Yanai is whether the Halacha Kamais is there, or whether the Halacha Basrais is there. So Mele, we're not Mechuyiv to the Yisrael of Reb Kivega. Reb Kivega has his own Echocha, which we'll discuss in Mitzvah Hashem the next year. We just have to remember, Reb Chaim points out that the reason why Lamaisa, there is a difference between Zohar and Halacha Shalai Beregel, is because Reb Kivega's Yisrael. That means that at the end of the day, the way it's going to come out, the Machlok Samaroyim is what it is, but the Halacha, Al-Kaban, the way it's moving in the Rambam, is that Halacha Kamaisa can be redone. Theoretically, Basrai Seiker, but not to undo the Paslus of a Zor being Mechal Lavoid. That's the way it will come out in the Rambam. But the Halacha Shalai Beregel, which is clearly not a Chil Lavoid, it's just a non-Halacha, can be redone. That's the chavur that'll come out in the Rambam. Reb Chaim points out another point which we have to make. The Rambam is not clear, legabe, the point of another issue that's discussed in the Gemara is halacha beregel b'mokim shein itzar. That means there's a halacha towards the mizbeach, then there's halacha backwards, which is the subject of whether that passes shalei l'shma. The Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel seems to indicate that halacha beregel Hein klapi chutz vehein klapi pneim. Pasul shaloi lishmo. Not like Reb Elazar. That means the shita Reb Elazar is that only a halacha which is necessary to bring the dam closer. But if you do the halacha, shaloi b'mokim ha-nitzrach, so then it does not pasul lishmo. The Rambam seems to paskin not like Reb Elazar. Whereas the Rambam, Lagabi Halacha Shalei Beregel, seems to say that it's a problem only when it's a halacha klape pnim. When it's a halacha towards the Mizbeach, not when it's a halacha backwards. What's the pshat? The pshat is that you want to know which halacha is redoable. Yeah, a halacha that goes backwards doesn't make the dam close to the Mizbeach, but then you can't add another ma'aseh halacha. If you walk backwards with the dam, that ma'aseh halacha could be transplanted, it could be taken away, it could be undone, because you did another ma'aseh halacha which is close to the Mizbeach. That's the real ma'aseh halacha. But a ma'aseh halacha that goes backwards is still enough of a ma'aseh, it's still a ma'aseh halacha. If he's mechashiv shelo lishma, that passes the korban. If you're talking about doing away with the ability to make another ma'aseh halacha, walking backwards doesn't make the dam that it was already close to the Mizbeach. It's not. Went further away. So Mamel, that does not take away the ability that, to do another ma'aseh halacha, which will take away the shame ma'aseh halacha of the first ma'aseh halacha. But if you're talking about passing a korban, a machshava poiseles, just is it a ma'aseh halacha or not? And that we pass in alakar belozer, we pass in that a ma'aseh halacha shaloi b'mokam hatzorach is a ma'aseh halacha. This is l'chara what Reb Chaim says. Interesting, there's a Gemara in the beginning of Menachos that's mavur. The Gemara learns that I have apostles, one man that holds that a zor shekomatz in a korban mincha b'm koyim deshchita there's kmitza, that kmitza has to be performed by a koyim. A zor that was komatz a koyim the mincha, he took that chelik of the mincha which is machshe the mincha to be hukrav al gabei ha-mizbeach. What he could do is he could put, even though it was done by a zor, he could put it back, he could put the soilas back into the kli shoris and he could redo the kmitza. Yachzo v'yikmotz. That's Mavur in the Gemara. The Gemara wants, and the Rash wants to know, the Rash in Teres Kainim, in the Brice of Teres Kainim, the Pirusha Rash, in Vayikra, it's in Perikites, Psyche, he wants to know, what's the difference between the Zor Shekomatz, the Yachz of Yikmatz, from Halacha Shaloi Beregel, that Halacha Shaloi Beregel, you wouldn't be able to redo. What's the difference? Say the Gemara says over there, that's a separate, because that's a Kosef in Zor, L'choira, what he seems to be saying is that halacha is the same thing. Halacha shalei beregel is the same thing as zor. If we say like Reb Chaim that a zor is a pasul, it's mechalul, and halacha shalei beregel is just a lack of halacha, l'choira the tzushtal between the two is very difficult to understand. Either we could say one of two things. Either we could say l'choira that the Rash holds that a zor is also not a psul, not like Reb Kivega, or we'll have to say that a halach shalei beregel is also a psul, also not like Reb Kivega, not like the way Reb Chaim says al derech Reb Kivega. What's strange about the Rash is that if the Rash is already asking a question, why did he ask zor to halach shalei beregel? Why didn't he just compare zor shekomatz v'yachzav v'yikmoitz to zor shehoilech? Why don't you ask the straightforward question, the two halachos of Zohar? And then you'll have to say the same thing. By Kmitza, this is a separate Gzeres HaKosov. That's really a Tzorach in Godel and the Rash. That's something that we'll have to explore in the context of Mincha, that maybe the gather of Kmitza Bizar, maybe this would seem to indicate the gather of Kmitza Bizar is not the regular Zarus that we have by any of the Ma'aseh Avodah, the Kabbalah halachos Zvika that are done by Zohar. That's some to leave for Menachos. Another question, Stifler points out that that's clear that in the B'shas HaMaisa HaLocha, if he's Mefagel, B'shas HaMaisa HaLocha, certainly you can't redo. That's clear in the Gemara. You can't redo and do another Maisa HaLocha. The Gemara would never have such a tzad. But the answer to that is what we said before. That if the Pasos, the Chilul, is in the Maisa HaLocha, so you could say, no, if you do another Maisa HaLocha, there's a tzad at least in the Gemara that you could transplant, supplant that ma'isa aloch and make the ma'isa aloch of the korban into the second ma'isa. But nobody's going to say that it's not a ma'isa aloch at all. If you're mefagel, you pass it up the korban. You can't get rid of a paslos in the entirety of a korban al yidei doing another ma'isa aloch. So that question is also not a question. Mitz Hashem will discuss in the next year more in depth where Reb Kivega is coming from and Raya's pro, to and fro, Lagabi Reb Kivega's position.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.